What was you saying? Let me say my tagline. What is up, y'all? What is good? This is Miss Sly Ray's podcast. I hope y'all having a great day. Number one inspirational, cultural, and social awareness podcasting. I am here with the fam. Merry Christmas to you all. Say Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holiday. So we just sitting around talking. There's no agenda, and there is anything that can be said, but I had to get up with my fam and put the podcast in motion.
Yo.
Okay, I'm done. Tagline done.
Listen, man. All I'm saying is, us as a race, as a people, done worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's just time for certain things to be given up. Yeah. Time for certain people to make certain sacrifices.
Yeah. You're right. And it's us.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Well, fair.
It's necessary.
Everything fair, everything my at thing, peace, but it's time for some people to get theirs. That's
all
I'm saying.
Situation, yeah. What I don't like, we got little houses when these big white people got these big ass houses like slave houses.
Yeah, really what I'm gonna say, because I was thinking like, okay,
oh,
like our family done been here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But great grandmother didn't come. She's not from here. She came from Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But see, the white man.
He got it. He own it.
The white man. 2020.
Thomas, are y'all the white man?
Look, excuse their language.
They done been here for a minute. Like, these same people on this land, right, done been here for a minute.
Uh-huh.
So all the time, I was like, mom, y'all know, like, these are like slave masters, right?
Yeah.
Like, the same people that's there, like, that's old money. They didn't go nowhere. So it's like,
nowhere.
The same
people. The house still there.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Probably all fucking slave masters.
These same, I'm telling you, confirm, like, these are the same people that our people used to work for. Like when they used to share crops.
Yep.
Like if you listen to what the stories.
Mom used to pick tobacco for them. You don't remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know it was for them.
Yeah.
Grandma said address everybody as the white man. Like that's the truth.
So just to let y'all know what we talking about. We talking about we grew up and we kind of from the country. Anybody that knows where North Carolina is? Then you will know we're kind of talking about like across the street. From us are like people who were slave owners and how
our family.
To our own family, and
we're
it's like
to live on our land,
right? So we're like just sitting here just watching this every time we come down to visit our family. And so
yeah. All right, now here I am. I'm gonna be the controversial one.
Be the controversial one. So yeah, just wanna let y'all know
of the drift of where we're going.
First of all, hold on, let me introduce y'all. So who you just heard talking is
Deontay Barnes. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Deontay. Jay, go ahead and shout out my YouTube as we're at it.
Yes. That's my cousin, God Brother.
What's up? Elijah Malloy here.
All right, that's my cousin. And then?
You know what I'm saying? Ali May, you the one and only. You know what I'm saying? Guest speaker tonight.
Yes, that's my cousin as well. We've been knowing each other for a long time. So, anyway, this is the family version because it's Christmas Day. Also, we are also known as Kinetic. We are coming to you soon. I'm not gonna say no more. I just had to say that. I hope that was okay for y'all. Okay, now say what you gotta say.
All right. Now, the real question is, do y'all feel as if it may also be our fault for not taking as much access as we have with the land? Because this whole...
I don't. No. I'm gonna tell you why I don't. And I feel like that goes back to the generations before us, bro. Because to be honest with
you, not our fault, but I'm saying like, well, their fault.
Yeah.
There we go. There.
Yeah, that's all right. I used to be like, now being here, I even told my moms that I was like, why wasn't that really pushed for us as kids to kind of be more, to kind of take advantage of all the land we have? Like, we never really, to me, that was never, I didn't hear nothing about like, hey, y'all like, all the land that you playing on down there, like, you can do something with that. Yeah. So go ahead and start doing stuff now so that way.
Do y'all remember as kids, we always said that we was going to do something with this whole area?
Yeah.
Like, remember, because that house right there, the single wide grandma got.
Mm-hmm.
We used to talk about doing something with that. I remember that as, because my memory's sharp. I think y'all starting to see that. But like.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You good, bro?
I don't know what I did with my cup, bro. To be honest with you.
Was it outside?
Yeah, so basically talking about now is the time because we're getting ready to hit 2020 where we should be marginalizing
clear vision
on the things that's already present. Like we have land in our family that's like so large.
We got like 3/4 of acres.
Yeah. And so how do you capitalize on that? I say it's real estate. But modernized real estate. You know what I'm saying? To where you can have a constant flow of renters, and then you can therefore build a community.
And it's not, especially down here, it's not hard to put on something. You can put a paintball field here, have, and then clear it up. It's still land that you can use for something else.
Yeah, like, a business, anything. Yeah. So
because they don't got like. You ain't got no mall down here. You have no really entertainment.
Right. So that would be. We
do some entertainment, and that's all.
Honestly, I think that's the route we should go because it's enough houses. It's enough rental properties.
Well, I was going to do like paintball and shit.
These houses have been the same since I was born.
Yep.
There hasn't been a new house.
I mean, that can always change.
Interior has been done up well, but we have land past Caribbean. We got land. We have land in South Hill. And I don't know who's going to listen to this.
Yeah, let's speak on too much.
Yeah, don't give the whole blueprint.
Bianca know what I'm talking about, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And that's between them, and it's their fault that nothing's being done with the land.
Why not? That's the question. Like, why is it that the generation before us...
I think... I'm sorry.
Not the generation before the generation before us, but the generation before us ain't doing nothing.
I think what it is that... Some of us African Americans feel like, especially the older generation, they feel like they've been through so much, they fought for so much that now it's just time to get relaxed and just chill.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of things were just forgotten, like the tenacity, like the ambition. It was just more so, we good, niggas ain't getting shot too much.
Mm-hmm.
We got job now. Oh, it was a black president. So it's like, okay, we need to be
comfortable. Or we out the way, like.
Correct.
Because down here, you're really out the way, you ain't got to worry about none of that. Mm-hmm. Like, you still gotta worry about the police, but I mean, they're not into it at the point. Where they were.
Mm-hmm.
They, because everybody from down here for the most part, right?
What you mean?
Like, I'm saying, like, everybody's still in this area. They all grew up down here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
The same way that grandma was
going
to that little brick school right up there by the church that you didn't know was a school, you knew was a house. You know what you is seen as to be a house. They thinking like, we came so far, all right, we further enough, we can chill.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, they got that push.
Yeah.
They living good, and but we could be living better.
Correct.
But
because we have the resources now, I feel.
The thing is, they also don't have the knowledge. Yeah. The same way that we do.
Right.
Because we experience stuff on a different end. Like, all of us have grown up in a sense the city.
Correct.
So, we done seen more. We done seen what you can do with that much land.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out here and you seeing a whole bunch of land, you like, where the house is at?
Yeah.
But that's just how we...
Because it's houses packed on top of houses. And
we used to
the reason why
houses,
down here is so bad, I'm going to say, even being a kid, is because one thing, you got these old people not really wanting anything new, not any wanting anything to come up to them. They just find being older than their house. And but you also got these kids not having shit else to do, so all they doing is shooting shit up and doing the normal shit.
There's nothing to do down here, but
they stopped. Niggas complaining about jobs so much, but they stopped an Apple store from coming down here. They said they ain't want it.
And why wouldn't you want that?
Yeah,
afraid,
all the kids was like, "Yeah, bro, let's do it, let's do it."
Wow.
But then, apparently that our, because I heard it from ROTC. And ROTC, he was like, "Oh yeah, they ain't doing it. They ain't letting us in." I was just like,
"We have enough mall. We have enough land in this entire area to create a mall. Like, and that's just the real.
The farthest that's mall the realness is like of it."
You have to go to Raleigh.
Well, I feel like,
which is like, what, an hour? Hour and a half?
I really feel like with Charlotte, because if you notice, I'm pretty sure y'all even noticed just like just being in Raleigh, and like they're pushing a lot of, basically, a lot of gentrification is going
gentrification
on.
Gentrification
is going
to. Oh, yeah. Everybody's getting pushed back. So eventually, they might not notice, but like Owen and Henderson and Durham, these places are going to get touched.
Southside.
Eventually. Maybe like 10 to 15 years. It's going to be a lot more people down here.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you might as well go ahead and take advantage of the land you have and the ownership while you can. Before
while you can.
Someone else come down here
and be like, hey.
Y'all ain't doing
and that means like now, like having conversations with your ancestors. Now, that's a lesson for anybody. Like, while they're alive, you can actually understand how this operates. But back to gentrification, like, I was in Harlem. Like last year for my birthday, could walk down the streets. It was no like concern at all at nighttime. And Harlem's supposed to be like the hardest city hardest borough in New York. No, like
Starbucks.
I was literally,
Trader Joe's.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that, but it was just like,
you could tell
the crime wasn't there. Like, it wasn't a whole bunch of people out on the streets. Like, it was regular. You felt safe.
And I mean, and like, that is one of the pros, but at the same time, at what sacrifice though?
Right. Because they're moving us out.
Correct. How do y'all feel about gentrification? Y'all feel like it's beneficial? Or is it negative?
I think it's negative, but I think it's safe.
To who?
Like, I feel like it is beneficial to a reason. Because, I ain't gonna lie, if I was a white person and I was seeing all y'all shooting everybody, I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm not about to
live in that.
But living in it, but is that, I feel like we just need but they're not giving us the opportunity. Okay,
that's cool, but not it's not just white people like that. Everybody wants to feel in a nice place where they ain't got to get shot at.
Yeah.
My whole thing is, it can be, you know, I feel what you're saying, but it's like, can it be balanced to where both parties can still benefit?
Yeah.
Like, you can still stay down here in my place that I used to have, and I can still get a big enough check or send my kid through college, or get a hell of a lot of EBT for you or something. Like, it gotta be more than just get me the hell up out of here.
Say, for instance, like, well, you know, the Shaw, that whole area, you know, how often do you go downtown?
Not that often.
All right,
but well, I know what you're talking about.
Shaw is rough.
It
that
is.
That side of Raleigh is rough.
That's Shaw University? University?
Yeah. That's my friend's
in Raleigh.
That's South Side. So, if you remember, like, it literally used to be, like, the slums, like, houses is beat up. All that's gentrified now. That whole area, damn near gentrified. They started that maybe a year ago. Because
they're building a lot of high-rises downtown.
Now, do you feel that they should be doing that same energy with gentrification to private schools in the sense of, like, HBCUs? Because the whole, it's fine for the whole area to be nice and nice houses, but if my school still got holes in the damn
I
think in order for
and people falling through the ceiling, because niggas just fell through the ceilings the other day at St. Aug and they had to move out their dorm, but it's a brand new house right beside us.
I wish I would pay tuition for,
you know what I'm saying, like, but the only reason why we can't get anything is because we're a private school. We can't be state funded.
Right,
and why is that?
If we were safe funded, we'll get shut down because we don't have enough
enrollment. You went to
HBCU,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So
the question is why?
That's just the word they say.
The enrollment,
like, hey, HBCU, nigga, we ain't paying for nothing.
If St. Aug were to switch to a public school, we'll get shut down because of the enrollment rate. But I feel like the enrollment rate so low is because this campus is so trash and behind time. It's damn near like coming down here, but I'm paying $20,000.
And a lot of HBCUs have credit problem with transferring credits and stuff like that.
Because they allow anybody to
work there. That has always been my kind of beef with HBCUs. Is I don't even say, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, everybody of a certain skin color being able to go to one place, but like, at the same time, I didn't see my own niggas. So,
you see your own.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So to me, it's just kind of like, if I'm going to go here, I really got to make sure we really all got the same mindset, which is it's really going to be a brotherhood. And when I get out here, my credits and my classes and my degree is going to be taken seriously. Because my thing is, this is like, HBCU school is cool, but you're giving me a certificate that I have to take to a person who's not black.
And they don't understand the struggle.
That's
so the journey that it took to even get here.
And the majority of them dudes who I'm going to, like, they don't really, might not want to see me. So is it going to help that I got a certificate from an all-black school?
Let's talk about
Duke
that.
Or Yale, or, you know what I mean? If we going to talk about...
No, that's true.
But let's talk about the fact that I don't even think it matters about where you got it from. I think it matters about who has it. Because, like, I went to UNCG. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a predominantly white school, PWI. Mm-hmm. And it started becoming more
black owned.
They're like the chancellor is black now, but like when I was going there, it was white. Anyway, the point of the matter is, like, even working in the workforce, like, I know people, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it's Caucasians who don't even have a bachelor's degree, and I have a master's. And my, like, it was rough. You know what I'm saying? I almost quit, but I got there. But the point of the matter is like, does it matter about where or who? Because mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen so many instances, and I'm just keeping it real, where Caucasians have not gotten half the education I've gotten, but they're in top tier positions like directors, managers, vice presidents, presidents, and it's like, is it about where or who? Because
it's not about what you know,
it's about
who you know.
It's who, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like even if I got it from HBCU or PWI, mm-hmm. like where I got my master's from was a PWI. You know what I'm saying? I think the opportunity, unfortunately, 2020, 2019 is still at race. Yeah. But I feel like it's not race because. It's not race. I think it's race because it's not enough now. Of us helping each other.
It's a mixture of race and classism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Now that's what I feel.
True.
But to go back to what you was talking about as far as race, what I really feel like it is that me personally, just being as a black man working in the corporate world, out of retail, all that, and just going up in the ladder and just seeing certain things for myself, black man, 26 years of age. What it really boils down to, and I'm only speaking as a black man in mm-hmm. the corporate world, it depends on how you was raised and your integrity level. If you're more about a dollar and you can take on certain words, undertones, subliminal messages that people might be throwing at you,
mm-hmm.
then you gonna be straight.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a person where it's just like, hey, look, bro, I know where I come from. I was like, my people, look. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So it's like, you might get fired. You right. might have to drop from a position sometimes. And that's just what you accept when you go into that corporate
mm-hmm.
degree world.
It just
is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what you take on.
And that's the reason why I'm trying to move out of that. Because I feel like I should not have to alter who I am. I'm smart as I mean, I feel like I'm an intelligent woman. I don't feel like I need like to validation. Do all these things to prove to y'all that I'm intelligent. So what I'm gonna do is be my own boss,
right.
boss up and get a business and run it the way I feel like it should be ran. Right. And it's gonna be based off of support. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's not really what you get when you work in corporate America.
No.
I work for a $1 billion company. I make only probably 10%, maybe of what that is.
Crazy.
And because you think $1 billion, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So, and I come in here
and
I.
That's what they're telling you.
I work right. Because they ain't going to tell you the whole thing. Let's talk about assets and what we invested in and foreign exchange and whatever else. But on top of that, we have it where you make a percentage of that, but you're working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, 80 hours every 2 weeks, 160 hours a month.
Look, man.
And you're only getting 10%. They're working less than you.
Let's not even talk. We can even take it a step further because money comes and goes. Let's just talk about being human and time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is the most valuable thing. So if you really think about it, your whole life. Like, really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even to the people listening, like, really think about that. 8 hours every day of your whole life is being spent
mm-hmm.
going to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, the
same wage.
Working this thinking the same wage, talking to the same length. This is gonna sit there and gossip,
yeah,
and talk and smile in people's face.
Come in the next day,
and you're gonna come in the next and do the same thing.
Meanwhile, and you can't get frustrated.
Meanwhile, you go on your phone, you watch TV, and laugh and smile over people who not doing nothing at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, what are we going to spend our time doing? Am I going to look up one day and just be like, you know what? Something got to give. Mm-hmm. Because I would dare to be there on my deathbed and look back and all my times was at work.
Yeah.
Not with my family, not with my friends, not enjoying myself.
Not learning
like,
something new.
You only live once.
Yeah.
You only live once. Like, you don't, like, even if you come back, you don't remember it. So you only live once. So
in
you
this
really
lifetime,
you
want
to spend your time, like, the whole time you done been, if I got a kid and I go to work every day, to be real, your work, that's why they say your work is so important what you do, because mm-hmm. that's what you doing for the rest like of your life. Mm-hmm. So if you hate your job, you're going to be miserable your
whole life. Yeah.
Do y'all feel that as a white community, we should shun away from
yes.
corporate America,
yes.
where it is now, and creating our own corporate America? Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, y'all feel
that's
that,
what we lacking. Yes. Say it again. No, for real. That's what I meant with that. Yeah.
The black community should shun away from corporate America.
Yeah.
And create their own corporate America.
Yeah.
All right, now that's the next one. Should the American dream, you feel that American dream for black people should not be succeeding here in America, but actually getting out of America?
Yes.
Like, I'm with actually, that too. Akon created Wakanda.
Yes.
Did y'all hear about that?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Got his own country now.
Because Africa is literally more rich in the sense of natural resources mm-hmm. and stuff than America could ever be. But they only teach you about the huts and stuff like that. But that's to let you away from how they got South Africa completely whitewashed.
Right.
So.
African.
That's why they over there now. South Africa for the most.
Africa ain't even Africa no more. No. There's so many other countries that own Africa now. It's sad. It's sick. Like, Jamaica, it's really not even Jamaica no more. It's really owned by the Chinese.
Bro, you know the way
matter of fact, like,
so people have tribes down in Africa?
People don't understand what is going on now. Like we was talking about is the way the world is going, privacy acts and stuff. People don't know that it's a lot of other countries that's buying land in America. Now, when you buy land in America, you own that property.
Yeah.
So, essentially, there is countries that own parts of America. So, is it even America anymore?
Is it?
And so, that's why I said ownership, I feel like, in America is going to become the biggest thing. Because if you think about it, you look all around the world and everybody owns their own stuff. Like, I was talking to a lady from Trinidad. When you buy land in a lot of other countries, that's yours. There's no, like, monthly taxes. It ain't no, like, once you buy that land, that's it. Government can't come through and like
that makes sense.
Get the hell up out of here. No, like, that's your land.
So what do y'all think about this? So we got this thing separated out where we have countries, states, cities, da 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 da. The reality is this is one big planet. They, whoever, the founding fathers, I guess, I don't even know who separated out countries, but and it goes back to the Bible that he wanted like different languages in the Babylonian languages. So he wanted things to be separate. God did. And but like the limitation is not there. You can change, unfortunately, whatever the money, whatever the currency represents, whatever the value is, you can have land based off of that.
Correct.
And so now, I mean, there's no limitation even to creating your own country.
At all.
Like, you just have to have the resources. You have to have, like, the customs to what they're used to obtain it. And that's
it. I wouldn't be surprised if some weird shit happened in the future where it's like they make, like, a virtual country. Like, just some, like, I'm telling you, the way this world is going, man, it's about to start again. Y'all think it's weird now? It's about to start getting crazy.
I'm
like,
sure.
Yeah. More and more than just like a, I can see it from my phone. Like, I'm talking about you're going to really be affected by really what's going on. Like, I really.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, like on some Black Mirror type shit. Like, if anybody ever seen like Black Mirror.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah. Like,
what's Black Mirror?
You talked about that.
It's a show on Netflix.
Some real stuff, man.
You would have to watch it. It's not really a thing.
Yeah, somebody can really explain.
You can't explain it.
It's basically like it's literally a different Twilight Zone.
It's different.
Yeah, like Twilight Zone.
Yeah, episodes all the time.
But is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really
remember how the Twilight Zone was a different episode each time? Had no storyline, but it was a different scenario. It's not that's how Black Mirror is.
Okay. Yeah.
That shit tough though. Like certain episodes
really. Yeah, bright. They be but in space. They be in
the next question is, do y'all feel that is any actual possible way for the black man or black woman to succeed in America?
It depends on what your version of success is.
Right. That's subjective, but I think it is.
For an equal playing field.
Nah, I feel subjective.
I feel like yes. If we get it ourselves, we can't get it through other people.
Okay, this is let me tell y'all my version of success. If I don't work my ass off, and I still got to portray my version that's not me in front of you, that's not success.
Yeah,
that's true.
Point taken.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, like if I don't give a fuck how much money I make. If I got to sit here and I got a nice house, but then when I come in, when I go to a meeting, I gotta cut my locks or something. That's not success.
Not
success
at all.
Success to me is when I got everything I want and you gonna respect me for who I am.
Yeah. Well, I always said that you can never amount money to peace, joy, and happiness.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, but that means like I'm truly, purely me.
Yeah, correct.
And I made my money that way.
Correct.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not. Because you're still a slave.
Yeah.
There has been no.
You're just a slave.
There has been no. No, I think even as a black, we had a black president, but still, in a sense, he still wasn't him natural. So, Obama smoked weed. Mama smoked cigarettes. He couldn't do that shit. Bruh. As president, which in a sense you think in art, business. That's what it is. He got the professional cut look. But that's a cut look he has to portray.
But is it professional based on society? Because what's really professional?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like
what is?
But it's Trump divine. Literally can say whatever the hell he wants to.
Right. So what's professional?
Even with the hair, he's still... In a sense, his hair is damn near equivalent to him having locks. Because traditional and unprofessional as fuck in the eyes of society.
Yeah. Right.
But if Obama came without a hair, the nigga wore a wrong suit color.
The way Donald Trump be on social media,
he was about to have his ad. If it wasn't black or blue, that shit's unprofessional in the eyes of.
So now the question
he had
becomes,
a tan suit on. And that was for Easter.
Right.
In the black community, that's normal shit. It's Easter time, tan suit.
Yeah, nigga, I'm white.
You know what I'm saying?
I got linen on.
I got yellow on.
You see these gators? What are you talking about?
Right. With the loafers? With the loafers?
I know everybody looked at the picture and was like, clean ass suit. Yeah. And they saying this and that about it. Like, the president should never wear that. I've never seen Trump wear a suit. He wore a trench coat the whole time.
Bro, like I said, and I'm going to tell you right now, even going back, like, Trump, man, like, I'm going to tell you right now, man. Like, that right there, if you ever wanted evidence that the world is going in a new direction, that's it right there. Like, this the dude I used to watch on TV as a kid saying, you fired. And this dude is not my president. So it's like, that right there should just tell you, like, it's not the same. Like, you really got to think about the presidents before him. Like, these is people who was groomed. Yeah. Like, really, really groomed for that. Like, it came from a certain life, you know what I mean? From a certain background. So, it's like, so for him to be chosen as president, that just shows you, like, we at a time where anything is possible.
That shows you that literally money.
Right. So, that's the point. We can do this.
Dude, networking. It's about who you know. It's about who you connected
to. Talking to white people, like, I feel bad because you're actually putting this on social media. You may or may not.
I am.
Caucasian.
We have a right to voice.
All
right.
I spoke to some white folks, and they said the main reason why they was voting for Trump is because he was already rich and maybe he could create more jobs. Yep. It just goes to show you that him having money is what made the difference.
Mm-hmm. All
racism. I spoke on racism.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, let's think about all the presidents. Like, they had money. That is the source that makes them eligible to be president.
Yeah, don't know
that's the first source. They probably got to pay a membership. Or something.
Something.
They gotta pay something to even be considered.
Well, most of them are from fraternities.
Yeah.
That makes sense too. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Masons are in that.
Yeah. I mean, depends on which. Hold on, let's get the classification. It's the difference. Prince Hall and Freemason. Yeah, Freemasons is white.
Oh,
Prince
it is.
Hall is black. Wait, yeah. Are you saying?
It is a difference.
Them? Oh, okay.
My dad was a Prince Hall.
Oh, see, you already. I'm telling you, Prince Hall. I'm thinking.
Yes, I already know about the.
But nah.
But he wouldn't tell me nothing. I don't know nothing.
My dad wouldn't tell me nothing.
I mean, I really wanted to know.
Down on that.
I'm gonna find out.
I really see.
Don't worry.
See,
I'm gonna find out.
I'm always saying some weird shit. I'm gonna tell y'all something though. Even with that Prince, like I said, it depends on what type of conversation y'all had tonight. Because to me, that is another Prince Hall, Grammys, Oscars. That is another form of like. You are a rich ass slave.
Yep.
Because if I'm a Mason, why the hell do I gotta be Prince Hall? Why can't we all just be Mason?
Right. And why do I have to be a Mason?
Well, that's how it came.
And I'm not even mad at that. I'm not mad at people making it Omegas, Alphas. And all that shit weird to me. Because if we really all about humanity, why are we all just not together?
Why don't we categorize?
Because we're not all about humanity.
That's what I'm saying.
But that Prince Hall and all that roots back from
the
1700s.
Oh, yeah.
Prince Hall was founded back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's
during them times.
It's damn near like how fraternities now, like our Kappa, January, blah, blah, blah. They weren't able to come into the certain time they were able to come. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the reason why it's two different ones, and they don't want to break that barrier anymore. Like, nah, we done came this long. Fuck y'all. We don't want no parts of y'all. Nah. We got our own shit, and that's how we moving. Is because back then they were segregated. They had to be separate.
Nah.
I think.
If I'm not like if
because Prince also
if you're not letting me in the club, I'm not gonna take my name with you. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true. I understand what you're saying. You're saying carrying the title as Mason, yeah, but like, I got to be a separate part
of it. Because my thing is this. Okay. Do the white Masons respect that? How do they? That has always been, because I've always thought, okay. bro, I was always you know that.
That makes
you
sense.
You know what the problem
so
is?
My thing is, so I'm cool with it. If you respect it. But then my thing is, if you respect it, then why are we split?
That's true. All right, now I'm understanding how you're coming on it, Wolf.
Yeah.
You're not saying just like why they split. You're saying like, all right.
You know why they're probably separated?
Dude,
because that thing that people have now is taking the black stereotype and making it positive. That's a thing, but I'll be damned if a white person called me nigga and I'll beat his ass.
All day long.
So
I'm sorry.
I feel like we really have to really cut down on it. Like, no, we shouldn't be cool with that either.
But so yeah. Deontay, going back to the fraternity thing, I feel the same way about black fraternities. Like, if we really about our black people, why do we have to divide out each other into groups?
Right! That's the issue!
If we really about helping black people, why are we putting each other... Mm-hmm. Like, I had the same... It wasn't even an argument. It was just, she was trying to get me on a fraternity wave. Like, my dad, Omega, that's never... Because my thing was just like, if we really about black people, why are we all splitting each other up?
Yeah,
like, we're at a time right now where we really don't need to be split up. We can do that shit to get on.
We've been split
up. I'm beefing with you after I get $1 billion.
Right.
We can beef all we want to. But right now, if we both in the trenches, what we need to do is work together.
We all in the trenches.
So my thing is, it's like, but like, we need to work together. Like, we don't need to be in the trenches right now. Right now, we need to band together.
Well, and honestly, right now is the time to band together. Because the reality is, we are now entering a new phase of business. Where you have more entrepreneurs now than ever with African Americans, but we have not been given the blueprint on how entrepreneurship works.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need more of heads pulled together. Correct. Because we weren't born into this. Mm-hmm. They were born into this, but we weren't born into this. And so we need that like community with it. But even when we go back to like the different fraternities and stuff, that goes back to colorism. Let's be real, where they all originate from. Omegas was dark skin, Kappas was light skin, Sigmas was dark skin, maybe you had a few light skin in there. You know, it's all, there's different other fraternities, but like that stuff, I mean Iotas and Alphas, but like but you know what I'm saying, like it's all like Deltas are dark skin, known to be dark skin, K's are known to be light skin, and then you have the other sororities so sad, as well, bro. Yeah, so it's just like, but then it didn't only cause them to divide in colorism, they divided as like a community too, like,
but
they
like,
I'm
unity.
But it was only amongst a certain number of people.
That's true.
I'm gonna be real with y'all, man. That shit sometimes like, sometimes I that shit be making me want to throw up, bro. Like, how sick that is. Like, if you really just look at, I don't know if anybody has done their research, but if you do your research about slavery, bro.
Yeah.
To the fact that, like, that shit is crazy how, like, we went through slavery and niggas is still worried about dark skin and light skin.
No, we went into slavery.
That shit.
That part, I agree with that. But we also went into slavery, even with the fraternity sororities, because hazing.
Yeah. He's gonna be terrible.
In order to be considered part of us, we gotta beat you down.
But if you think about it, that's crazy. All massive stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stems from slavery.
That's what I was
saying. Yeah, all that stems from slavery.
You know why we can't get up? Is because we still have that nigga ass mentality. And I'll say it because the word means ignorant ass person. It's a nigga ass mentality where I'm a type of person, I'll still beat your ass, but I still like anime. And I still like making business and shit. I had a popcorn business. My one of quarrel hood friends, even though some of them niggas ain't even hood, wanna laugh at me because I'm making my own business and getting money.
And that's
that makes no sense. Why would
our they ain't
own black race, our black race would be like, oh hey, go ahead, man. You ain't gotta sell no drugs. You ain't gotta do it. Do what you have to do. Like, you do something you want to do.
Right.
That shit crazy.
Niggas is a program.
Program.
Niggas yep.
We literally are programmed.
Still today. That's sad. We are
programmed to the point where, like, Mongus is really programmed to, like, this is the way of living. Like, if you want to come out, nigga, you got to sell this shit.
Yep.
But that's just because of areas that nigga come
niggas
from.
Niggas
like,
Smiths.
Yeah.
That's all they know.
Because ain't no community. Yeah. I feel like if we all work together,
I was born in both,
maybe people would do more and do better. And enough people was around.
I'm
going to
be real with
other.
Y'all, too. Dang, man. That should have been for the full conversation. I'll be honest with you. Some of these black people, man, I'm at a point right now, maybe when I get older, I'll come back, save some of these from right now.
Man,
as far as business, right now, I'm solidified, right now, though, because I done seen it myself, like, I got a lot of niggas that's still in the hood. Got some niggas that listen, got some niggas that don't. But some of them people,
don't like, make it out.
They don't make it out.
Some niggas tell them definitely don't want
to
get
like,
out.
You can invite them to your home. Like,
and it still
do you dirty. Like, it's so embedded.
As people in general.
Some people, it's so embedded in them, it ain't no saving them. So it's all about who you resonate with. Who the universe is bringing to you. Just like, you don't gotta force it. It ain't no weird
stuff. It's natural.
It is natural. Like, that's the people I want to surround myself with.
Yep.
I'm not worried about what a nigga think.
But that's when it goes back into the family.
Correct.
Right? And then why is it like family is not as big anymore? Like, now it's like my friends, my homeboys is like my bros. I can't even count on my real bro to be my bro. You know what I mean? Or like, family in general.
Y'all gonna hate this word slavery because I'm gonna keep saying it.
It goes back
really
to that.
Go back to
we're all
like
a
lot of vision. You know, and if you really study psychology, bro, like nothing goes away. Like there are some traumatic experiences, literally, that you can give your kid.
Yep.
Like the kid don't even gotta go. You experience that so bad that it's in your DNA.
It's wired in your brain.
It goes to the kid.
So like you gotta.
So it's a real reason why we really like when white people come around. It's a certain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me hold fix on. Up. Let me
like just let me be aware. You know, what I mean? It's a reason.
And
for
it shouldn't have to be.
And it shouldn't like the, like I would love to do the science one day.
They should do that to us.
No. I would really do something up. I would love to do the science one day of the effect of whatever adrenaline chemical has on the black man anytime he sees the police and how much that shortens his lifespan. As from other races that don't got to go through that.
Right.
Like you gotta think about the real like effects that has on your body as a black person just stepping out.
Yeah,
like
it's
you
stressful.
Don't step out with the same mindset as another race. You step out like, okay,
let me make sure my
I'm fresh,
like
I'm feeling
a,
good,
I'm good. I look
but all right, let me got like as far as another person who could just be like
casually like, walking
straight out and be straight. You know what I mean? So like, really think about what that does to your brain.
We're
how many.
We're all programmed, even us, like, even though we're woke and aware of what's going on, but we're still programmed. Like, in the same way, you're not leaving the house just any type of way. You're not leaving the house any type of way because you're not trying to get.
But not only that, even. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, like, all right, say, for instance, and this is not to sound racist, but, like, a white man, he can step out in the same pairs of shoes every day, wearing the same clothes, and never seen a problem.
Yeah,
we have to step out in the cleanest clothes.
Want to be seen,
but not even that is because of our perception. If we come in with bust up shoes, they either gonna think we homeless or we on drugs or something like that. And that's just how we meant in our mind. We never think that if you see a white man, he just don't see shoes to be that valuable. But to us, we gotta keep our presentation up. Even homeless people stay on 10. Like if you really look at their shit.
And they didn't see a white person with dreadlocks be, oh, that's so unique and talented. Meanwhile, you looking at me like, is this nigga gonna steal something out my damn store?
And that's what I'm saying, though. Like, and that's the way you gotta think about it. Like,
and
I gotta think, oh, I gotta keep a clean cut if I wanna see good in the business community. They have full locks of hair. They slick back with some water and gel and be good. We can't say the same thing.
That's crazy.
But you know why? Like I said, it's because we're too stuck in it, man. We pretty much segregate us as this. I'm not counting the white people because the white people, no offense, have always been like that. They've always been that type of, oh, you on this side, I'm on this side. Even the white people used to take over the white people. So it is that we got where we need to stop having where it's like different shit. Like, why can't I be that person, you know, that goes to school, a nigga that I'm gonna put on to me. I like business, I like all that shit, but I still like also going to parties, starting some shit up sometimes. But I still want to do my business shit and watch my other
you
shit.
Can't
but it's
have
like
the same.
Yeah,
it's fucked up though.
Now these days, it's like if you don't do what pretty much the white people told us all we can do is not cool.
Yeah,
it's just like
you're not, or you're not allowed in.
Yeah,
And that's some crazy shit. It's just like,
and we keep talking about this thing about that's just society, that's just society. But it's like, why is what society is what? The white folk. Why can't society be our own society?
And I'm not even going to say rich people. I'm not even going to say white people. Just rich people. Niggas that have like more than people.
And like I said, it's programmed from... And I don't want to keep dwelling on white people, but it's the truth.
It go back.
Like, the reason why we don't like our own community is honestly because, like you say, it's slavery. Like, that shit, if you get whooped enough, you know to stop touching that same thing.
Yeah.
So, once you, that same thought, that shit is just, not grandfathered in. That shit just gets, keep going down generation to generation. Like, I'm telling, from, I bet when slaves got free, all right, watch out for that white man. When they grew up, they told their kids, white man, racism, I mean, slavery gone now. But they're still being taught that.
The mentality.
The same way that we were still taught, like, all right, talk properly to a police officer. Damn near, I'm pretty sure y'all was taught to act right around white people.
Dude, man.
Well, your mental is stronger, much stronger and impactful than your physical all day long. So, it's going to be in us.
Like, that shit's in us. We experience racism. But not on the same level as our grandma did.
No way.
But in the same way, I feel as if we feel as if we have been through what they've been through.
Nowhere near. Because racism for them was slavery and segregation or just segregation. We just still feel that. We just saying racism. We ain't saying segregation and slavery.
But I'm saying we still feel the pain that they went through. Like,
it's not going. The parents, right, that's not winning. That shit. The children of the slave owners' children still act that way. I used to go to a lot of white majority schools. It's been so many times. Me and one other black kid in this little camping trip. This kid thought he had the right to joke us and say he can't see us in the dark. And so, me being the person I am, I don't know who the fuck that is. I beat his ass in his bed. And he thought I was wrong. And I'm just like, no, you can't do that, bruh. You cannot tell me some shit like that to expect a person not to do that. Like, they feel like we should be comfortable around it.
Because
I went to a school, they thought I was bullying. And it wasn't even me. It was just because it was so many white people around there that just listen to whatever the fuck they
say. Y'all feel like we ever contradict ourselves in the sense of racism? Like, I can joke on a white man anytime, but if he were to say something back to me, I'm automatically going to smack the shit.
No, that's not contradicting. Because I feel like I pay, nigga, my blood and souls and tears to pay me to recognize
my
at least get to insult you, nigga.
And like, I want to say this. Jesus, bro. You said this shit the other day. You was like, white. This part probably not gonna make it enough. But white people are demented. I don't know what it is in their.
No, yeah. No, it's funny you said that. Yeah. I'm gonna speak on that. Okay. I always love to take things. I'm a spiritual person. So I really, even when I was a kid, I always used to be like, yo, something is weird. Like, it's all these races on this world. And we're the only ones that get fucked with this much. Mm-hmm. So if. So why would I even come into a body where I get shot at and killed and all this psyche stuff got to go on with me? And so to me, how I can describe it is there. I feel like there's two with the polarity of the Caucasian race. They're very compartmentalized, meaning they're, I want to say that they're devoid of emotion, but they're very left brain. Everything's very linear. It's very, this has to be this. This has to be, as far as black people, very emotional. We are very artistic, creative. Yeah. We like to get our hands in everything. We love to have fun. Yeah. So it's more the right side of the brain. So the only thing I can understand is there has to be something to where, like, they just represent the other side of, I don't know.
That shit just don't
click. Whatever.
I don't see how
whatever it is. There's something weird.
I never heard it put that way. That's actually true.
If you think about it, because they don't fuck up their own people.
Yeah.
Like, with no problems.
Going to shit just,
you know what I mean? And I mean, though, like, black people, mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do the same thing, but there's something, there got to be something to where, like, it's bigger than just, we are all not the same. That's a lie.
Nowhere near.
Like, that's a lie. Like,
you know it's a problem when a white person sees a problem. They're like, oh, that nigga got blonde hair and blue eyes. I don't like that nigga. Let's kill him. That's a problem.
That's a problem. That's a, all he got is different honest. Hair color and eye color than you. And you think he's some kind of macho? That's a problem. Right.
They don't like somebody just because they got the opposite skin.
Yeah.
Or,
it's a mental but problem.
Even to the, like, even to slavery, like, these niggas really got arousal from whipping and beating slaves. Like,
it's a brain thing.
Mentally, how do you mentally do that to another person?
But see, I'm telling, I'm gonna tell you something. Even and like, I'm not categorizing all Caucasian people. I'm just telling you my experience with some. Like, I've even, like, even before I was the person I am today with the mindset I've had, when I thought, you know, everything's straight, everybody fair, everything's good. I've even dated a white woman before. Let me tell you something. Like, even hanging around with, I got Caucasian friends and stuff. Like, the way their mind is, there's no
boundary. It's like, very comfortable with
it. It's very, like,
yeah, they very, can, very comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Not only, no
reason.
Yeah, but it's just very no consequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is just everything. Cause
they don't
everything
face
is just, yeah. And that's just saying, like, people, I don't think, I'm maybe in years, right, 100 years later, when we really futuristic and we really all at peace and we really find out, damn, like, you do this to a certain race for generations, it affects them in this certain way. Like, yeah, you do, like, yeah, yeah, like, it has to.
I honestly thought that after slavery, that shit should have just clicked, yeah, no, just like that. Like,
no, that shit is.
They, I felt like it should have, yeah, too, but it didn't.
No, I'm saying, like, honestly, they really think that
everything, yeah, was gone.
Yeah, everything, yeah, was gone. And like, yeah, that, like, there's some people that could literally tell you that slavery is fake news because they didn't see it. Like, there's been people that say that. No, it was an interview with a white lady, and she really believed that all the cop shootings and stuff like that are fake news. Like, that shit is not real. She doesn't see that. She's not used to that shit in her community. So
they're delusional.
She doesn't believe that the stuff, yeah, on the TV is true. That, mm-hmm, all this stuff is really gas. Like, black people are really doing too much when they say that.
And I'm gonna take it
for their life.
You week. Know what? I'm gonna take it a step. I'm gonna take it a step farther though. I'm mad at our ancestors and the people before us. Cause to me, it's like this: what the fuck are y'all on? Stockholm syndrome? Like, if you was to tell me, hey, bro, you got the ability to leave or stay here, where the people who ran up in your crib,
right,
raped my mom,
I'm still
raped
trying
my
to
great grandmothers, like, I'm still here. Oh.
Right.
Like, I remember when I found out that as a kid, it's 9 years old. Like, I'm like, wait, why the fuck is we here?
Yeah. Right.
Y'all still here? Like,
why?
Why ain't they down? It ain't a war going on outside.
Right, because cool. That's what we used to. We like,
yeah, like,
you run up in our house, you're going to get done.
Yeah, so it's like,
that's what we know.
What we doing? Like, everybody's shaking hands? And
having
everybody us being cool. Like,
having,
yeah, us. I feel like we just kind of rolled. Do y'all feel like we kind of rolled over a little, yeah, bit and just allowed some things
Stop
to happen? Because
it used to be not that far Stop ago. Well, white people were scared of black people. And I fucked with that time. I kind of fucked with that time. Because I don't fuck with it now when it's like. No, nah, yeah. Were you in a classroom getting teached by black history by a white woman? And a white woman got a nerve if you not paying attention to be like, oh, if you, yes, I know this shit. I know this shit because it's my life.
Right.
All y'all niggas white, y'all know it because y'all did it.
This is not history to me. I've already learned it. It's not news to me. But I was in a class.
I learned this every day.
I was in, right, like daily.
I am.
From birth, I knew I was, all of it.
Black history. Why is this black history?
Well, I need to teach the class. I could teach it better than you.
Like, this is the most fucked up shit. Like,
right.
Why are we learning about, and I got an argument with my teacher, like, why are we learning about slavery during an empowering month? Like, this supposed to be.
We should. Can we learn about what we did? What great things we did?
No, we learned because it's a reverse psychology thing. They say it's to educate you, but really is to remind your ass, nigga. Yeah, you in this room.
Right.
Yeah, you got the president. Yeah, you got my mama. I'm just gonna remind you. Don't you ever get out of place.
We used to
always. This is where your people come. That's really what that is, man.
That, like, constant reminder of pain is to put you in fear.
Yeah.
And that's like.
Because to me, it's like. People, like, even with the slave movies, like, I don't even like movies with black people at cookouts, bro. I'm tired of that shit. Niggas don't do more than go to cookouts and, like, beat their wives and cheat on their wife all the time and, like, that's like, true. And not be with their kids. Like,
I
are
know.
You serious, bro? Like, that's
but that's
Tyler
how
Perry.
That shit gets yeah. programmed.
That's all we.
Yeah. That's how that shit gets
and
programmed.
And it's making it more normalized, and that's why it's still happening.
It is so many niggas I know that don't watch shit but football and black reality show. I'm like, damn, you don't watch no cartoons, nigga? Like,
I'm sorry, but watching niggas get shot all the time outside of my house and on TV, that's depressing.
Look, I'm gonna tell y'all, me and him, when we was talking to y'all, we was traveling. We played like Donny Hathaway, Curtis Mayfield, just got hair on, like 70s black, like them real dudes that was talking about real shit, bruh.
Yeah.
You put that on and you try to play like Playboy Cardi.
You can't.
Walk up like.
You don't feel like.
Get down.
The whole mood.
You thought you could get to church.
Dude, that shit is so. Like, if you listen to that, bruh, and you try to, like, all right, I'm going to throw on. And I love all them. Like, I feel Playboy Cardi for all them niggas, but it's like Drake, all Kendrick. But yeah. It's like, you cannot put that on and then put.
No.
It's a photo. Different, like
you be sitting, you know, like
you feel weird as hell playing that shit after, bro. Because at the end of the day, I love my rap music, but at the end of the day, it's like, bro, we sitting here talking about fucking each other over, bro. Like, I'm literally bopping my head to a nigga saying, I'm gonna take a bitch,
yeah, I'm gonna kill you,
I'm richer,
like,
than
I'm
you.
Literally bopping to this shit, and this nigga is telling me, like, hey, bro, he's stunting on me, and I'm just sitting here dancing, bro. Like, why am I listening to you?
I think music has a factor, too, for sure.
It's
not empowering anymore like it used to be.
And people have it in their heads all the time.
People ain't even empowered to love no
more. People don't understand, man, when another race is doing scientific study on how to fuck you over, we playing a whole nother game.
And now the music we listen to, like, blame it on the labels. It goes back to them because the labels are mostly white-owned, and they tell you to put this out. Like, this is the kind of music we listen to now, but, like, so now we're being taught that marriage is nothing but a business. And it's like, now people are not coming together as a unity, or business contract, I should say. And now we're not coming together as a unity, but we know we can do more together versus alone. But the music now that they put now, even women like Meg Thee Stallion are rapping about, like, you know, taking your man, or like not caring about your man, and all of this. I mean, I'm just, but that's what, but that's what is being infiltrated into rap right now, even with men. But like back then, they was talking about loving on one another, like love, peace, joy, and happiness, and all that stuff. And now, like, this what we
hear. And I'm really and like, this is so sad. Some people are just dumb, so they're not gonna get it. But it's just like, you gotta think about it. Like, if I rule the world, I'm not looking at it how y'all looking at it. Like, if I'm ruling a country, I'm not looking at it like how y'all looking at it. So a civilian might look at it like, oh, a new movie, oh, a new song. But if I'm ruling the world, let's say from a presidential, not even president, like whoever ruled this shit, if I'm looking at it from a controlling aspect, nigga, I got some bread, and I got pleasurable things for y'all so y'all can stay busy. I got this for y'all so y'all can stay busy. It's a mind game. Anything that's out, you gotta think about it like what's being pushed, and think about it from the other perspective of control. If I'm trying to control something, it's a just like we finished having this. You gonna know these certain things, and you ain't gonna know these certain things. Mm-hmm. You gonna know you gotta really put yourself in the perspective of if I was ruling this shit. If you put your perspective on that, it explains everything for itself. Yeah. Like it really does.
What does a ruler want to always do? Stay in
control.
So he gonna make sure his race always stays in control.
Power, money, and respect is all control.
Control.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I thank y'all for chatting it up on the podcast. I love y'all. The fam definitely always has different, deep perspectives.
Yes,
now, we can go in. We didn't really go in. We just gave y'all like a small, you know, inkling.
Yeah, like, because I was kind of like, I ain't going to flip. Look, not all of y'all is like that.
No.
Right. We just talking about.
Disclaimer. Just some. And y'all know who I'm talking to. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. That is who I'm talking to.
Beep. Well, what we did today is just practice the First Amendment. So,
correct. While I'm still here.
Yep. So, y'all got anything y'all want to close out saying?
Nah, man. Just support Ms. LaRae. Love what she's doing, man. Bringing good content to the table, man. Happy holidays, everybody. Be safe.
Merry Christmas. Alright, well, y'all heard it from the fam on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. Thank y'all for tuning in on Miss LaRae's podcast. I hope y'all have a great day. Y'all have tuned in to the number one in inspiration, cultural, and social awareness podcasting. Take care. Peace.